Miss Missouri USA, Michaela McGee, joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri. Okay, now you do sports, but you also do news. So as a news director, what are your favorite types of news stories?
Oh, well, you know, it's always fun when you get to work with local organizations or do a fun story of things that are going on in your community, because anyone who has been watching the news over the last decade or so, it can get bogged down with sad stories, I would say, and especially in the St. Louis area, we unfortunately do have to cover a lot of shootings and homicides, and it's never fun to have to go speak with these families who are going through heartbreak.
No.
And organizations or businesses or families who are dealing with devastation and disaster. But when I do get those moments where I get to highlight the beauty of the St. Louis people and the St. Louis region and the businesses that make this place and this region so special, those are 100% my favorite.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and I know that we get into breaking news stories a lot and, you know, we get that adrenaline going, but the feeling I get from you is that you're very compassionate about the subjects you cover. And that's a totally different thing than putting a mic in front of a mourner's face when you have a conversation with them and they want to talk. They want to talk to you, right?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been very blessed in that area, whether I am doing a happy story or a sad story. I'm from St. Louis, you know, and a lot of these people who watch our station, they know me. They've watched me grow up because I was a pretty dominant athlete in high school and just as a kid. So they've known me from back then. And now to be able to work with me hands-on, I've just been blessed in the fact that people do want to talk to me and they feel comfortable sharing even when they are going through sad moments. So I'm thankful for that. That my community feels that they can trust me and they feel that comfortability sharing with me. But just like you said, it's just never fun to have to put someone in that position.
Yeah. But again, having the compassion, I think, makes all the difference in the world. And you do have an entree into people's lives that, you know, because they've known you for so long. And I know, as we know in television, people are usually there for 2 years. And then they move on. And they've been able to see you for a while, right?
Yeah. So I actually came on to Fox 2 as an intern. It seems to be the repetitive story of my life. So I actually had no training in journalism or broadcasting as well. I did go to school for communications, but my emphasis was public relations. So I had no on-TV experience in terms of broadcasting. And so I actually was doing an interview as an athlete with the St. Louis Surge on one of their sports segments. And the sports anchor at the time, Rich Gould, he held me after the interview and was just like, you know what? We have a position open. You have a great personality. You know sports. You know St. Louis. You know, good speaking voice, good charisma. He was like, you should apply for this job. I'm gonna put your name in the hat. And me, I was like, oh, well, you know, I don't really think I'm qualified for this, but whatever. I'm going to go spruce my resume up and we're going to make it sound really good. And okay, I'll apply. So I applied. He put my name in the running and I ended up getting the interview. Mm-hmm. And the interview went amazing.
You walked in like you owned the place, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's what you have to do when you're going into TV. You just got to act, you know, walk it like you talk it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it really was a good interview. But I just, again, they knew I just didn't have the experience for a top 25 market. So they turned me down for the full-time position, but they did offer me a paid internship after that interview. So I ended up accepting it, and I worked there for 3 months as an intern and just grabbed a camera, went out into the community, was putting stories together, things that they were able to use on the website. And after my 3 months was done, they didn't have a position open because they were going through a company change. And then 2 months later, surprisingly, right before my birthday, they gave me a call and said that a position opened up and they wanted to offer me a full-time position as a reporter at the station.
That's
fantastic.
And so
I took it, and that's how I got my foot in the door.
And Michaela, you know, one of the most beautiful things about that is you can't cookie cut reporters. I mean, it's great to go to Mizzou, the best J school in the nation, as they often say. It's wonderful. But to have someone with a different background, people see things differently. Anything I haven't talked to you about that you really want to talk about?
No, I really think I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking, so I'm sorry if I've been talking.
That's what I want. They don't want to hear about me.
Oh, no, this has been great.
I really
appreciate
it.
You guys having me on. And I would say the only thing that I would like to add is that next up is Miss USA. Mm-hmm. And even though I am new into pageantry, I truly do believe I have a good shot at winning Miss USA. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you so much to my community here in St. Louis, but also just across the state of Missouri, who have just had an outpouring of love and support and encouragement on my journey, because you guys have just given me so much confidence and so much love, and it's truly been felt. The prayers, again, just short messages of people telling me that they're rooting me on and they're proud of me and they're happy for me, it really does go a long way, because the preparation process for a pageant is very taxing on someone mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all the above. It just takes a lot out of you. I really feel like I'm preparing for a basketball season. That's how it's felt. But everyone has really taken the ease and the pressure off of it and have kept it very lighthearted and fun. And I have been so thankful for my journey, but also just for everyone who's been supporting me, including you guys for having me on and allowing me to just share my story. So thank you so much.
Miss Missouri USA, Michaela McGee, joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.